is Lag BaOmer, and I thought that we would spend some time studying about Lag BaOmer. This is from a sicha from a talk of the Rebbe, and it would help us understand why this should be a day of joy, why we should celebrate this day. So the Rebbe begins by noting that Lag BaOmer is Yom Simchoso Shel Rashbi. This is the day of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's rejoicing. And it's a simcha gedola b'yoser. It's a really big joy. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai expected and demanded from his disciples that they go above and beyond the call of duty in expressing and exhibiting joy on this day of Lag BaOmer, which is the day of his passing. So this joy is really connected to all of those hashayochem elof, to those who are connected to him. So it's not difficult to understand that there are certain realities that can be connected to a person, and because they're important to that person, invariably all those who are connected to them will be influenced and in some way moved by it. For example, if this is a day of joy for somebody in the family, so the whole family will be kind of participatory. Why? Because they have a connection. So we all serve Hashem together, but sometimes there's perhaps an individual who is endowed with more ability or given greater aptitude in their own Avedas Hashem, insofar that they should be able to inspire and engage and bring others closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is such an exalted soul. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai makes a point of saying that on this day, when he reaches the apex or the climax of his Avedas Hashem, which is how he described his passing, that he would become knotted or sewn unto God, experience a communion, a level of oneness that had never been experienced before. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said he's going to be in a state of joy. And therefore he said that all of those who are connected to him should share that joy. So he said, if there's shayochem elov, he says, ki yedua sheratza v'tziva, that he, as is known, and this is brought down in the Kisvi Arizal, that he wanted and he instructed, shekola shayochem elov, that anybody who's connected to him, yismichu b'simchase. He said, this is my joy. If you're connected to me, if you're a disciple, if you're somebody who's been inspired, if you're somebody who's been moved, if somebody's been elevated because of my Avedas Hashem, you should also be joyous. Uki mesuper b'kisvi Arizal, as is quoted in the Kisvi Arizal, this is from the writings of Chaim Vital and Pri Etz Chaim, Eidus Echad Shahaya Rogel Loimar Tfilas Nachem Bechol Yom, that there was one of the disciples of the Arizal who felt the pain of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis. And the prayers that we recite on Tisha B'Av once a year at Mincha, which is called Nachem, asking Hashem to comfort the Jewish people, he recited that in Hishmon Esrei every single day. Every day. He felt this aching loss because the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built, because God's Shechina, God's presence wasn't amongst us, and he was saying Nachem every single day. And the story goes that during the tenure of the Arizal, that he said Nachem on Rosh Hashanah, he said Nachem on Yom Kippur, he said Nachem on Sukkot, he said Nachem on Chanukah, he said Nachem, Purim, Pesach. But when it came to Lag BaOmer, and he said Nachem, Hikbid Olav Rashbi, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai was offended, and he was upset. And the story goes that it didn't end so well for this fellow. I mean, this person is a tzaddik, not an ordinary person, but a person who was very much inspired by the teachings of Kabbalah, a person who was very much connected to the legacy of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and because he was connected to the legacy of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and because he was a person whose neshama had a soul bond, a connection with Rashbi, so Rashbi said, you can't say Nachem Amadei if you're connected to me. This is offensive. And you have to be in a state of joy. Okay, so very nice. So those who are connected to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai should be in a state of joy on Lag BaOmer. The question is, what does that have to do with us? Or does it have anything to do with us? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai lives almost 2,000 years ago. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is a great master of Kabbalah. He is the one, the first one, who redacts the teachings of Jewish mysticism and the secrets of Torah for posterity, just like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi later redacts the Mishnah, just like the teachers of the Tanoim, the teachers of the Mishnah, the rabbis and the sages of the Mishnah, redacted the oral tradition, the laws of the Jewish people for the first time. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who redacts the mystical secrets of Judaism, which are as old as creation itself, and of course much older. We'd say, Alpayim Shana Kadma Torah Le'olam, that Torah is 2,000 years, but then again, that was before the beginning of time. So it's 2,000 madrigas, 2,000 levels higher than the concept of time, the concept of reality and creation. The Torah precedes it. So, but right in the beginning of creation, we hear of Adam Rishon studying Torah. And we hear of Adam Rishon authoring a book called Sefer Yetzirah. And so Adam Rishon studied Kabbalah. We don't know if he studied Mishnah, but he studied Kabbalah. And so it's passed from generation to generation, but it's never committed to any kind of formal documentation. And the first formal documentation of Kabbalah, of the mystical secrets of Torah, is Rav Shimon bar Yochai. So this person we talk of here was a Kabbalist, a great Kabbalist, a disciple of Arizal. So okay, so Mela, so he, if he didn't experience joy on Lag BaOmer, there was an issue and a problem. But the Rebbe maintains that actually Shayachim Elov, those who are connected to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, includes each and every one of us. And since we are all connected to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, so therefore we have an obligation, we're under, so to speak, the duty of Rav Shimon bar Yochai's instructions that we should be joyous on this day of Lag BaOmer. Why are we all connected to Rav Shimon bar Yochai? Why is somebody who doesn't study mystical secrets of Torah connected to Rav Shimon bar Yochai? Why is somebody who never opened the book of Zohar connected to Rav Shimon bar Yochai? So consider this. There's Gemara Masechet Sukkah, it's found on page 45. And the Gemara says the following. Rav Shimon bar Yochai Omar. Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, Yochel ani lifter es kol ha'olam kulei min hadin. I could take upon myself any judgment that's leveled against humanity anywhere in the world at some point because of the misdeeds, because of the inappropriateness which incurs Hashem's wrath and brings about judgment, I could take that upon myself. And he said, if there's no other merits, if there's no other, so to speak, backup, you can rely on me. Kilaymar, in other words, afilo der hanimtza b'matzav yorod. Even if we are living in a time when the generation isn't exactly as wonderful, as beautiful, as observant, as committed, as loyal, loving, and dedicated to Hashem as they should be. Shalachain, therefore, zakakul inyan shal kapara. That's why they need kapara. You don't need a kapara for doing mitzvahs. You need an atonement, a kapara, for doing things which maybe shouldn't have been done, for acts of commission, or sometimes at least acts of omission. So things weren't done as they should be done. Okay, we need a kapara. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, I can take care of that. I can spend my spiritual bank account on you, and if I do that, so then you will not have to deal with face the music, so to speak. So we're speaking about a situation where we have a generation, Shalei Maspika Zuchusam, Shalat Tzadikim, Bedarga de Imshnayim Hein Ani Uvni. In the Gemara there's a discussion of circumstances where Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that if the generation is found wanting, and if they come short, he says, Ani Uvni, my son and I, Rabbi Elazar and I, can take upon ourselves to bring about atonement for a generation. But he says then, if we're in a situation where there isn't even Ani Uvni, there isn't even Shnayim Heim, there isn't even two. It's like a situation where Rav Shimon bar Yochai has to take this on single-handedly. There's a tzeirech b'schus godoyla yeser. There's a need for something more. Rav Shimon bar Yochai said, ischad va'antu. If there's got to be one, so on that one. Dechsiv, as it's written, and this is a quote from a pasuk. The pasuk in Mishlei says, v'tzadik yisoid olam. That a tzadik, tzad doesn't say tzadikim, doesn't say righteous people, doesn't say multiple individuals who have merits. It says tzadik. One tzaddik, Yisoid Olam, can serve as the foundation of the world. And so based on that pasuk in Mishlei, Rav Shimon bar Yochai understood that it's possible sometimes for even one tzaddik to be able to exempt the generation from the issues that it's incurred because of sins of omission or commission. So, even in such a situation, Omer Rashbi says to us, Yachlani lifter, the word lifter, to make patur means to exempt, to free. I can free is kol olam kulei. So the Rebbe says, based on that teaching of those words in the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah, umuvan shekasha yochel ani lifter. If Reb Shimon bar Yochai says I can, it's understood bevaday sheminatzel koyach zeh. If he can, he will. If tzaddikim can, they would. If he couldn't, he wouldn't. But if he could, he would. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai says, Ani yochel, I can. And he says, if I can, certainly he does. To use this situation or circumstance or opportunity, Behesem lekach, this would be in perfect consonance with the notion. Shekol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'ilomai le'bara davar echad levatala. That everything that Hashem created in the world, nothing was created superfluously, unnecessarily. Nothing was created without a need, without a mission and a purpose. And because the Gemara in Shabbos says everything in the world is created for a purpose, it's understood that if there's something, any kind of reality in the world that exists, it has a purpose, then it has to be used for that purpose. So if Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai has this ability, if he has this opportunity where he says, Yochel ani lifter es kol ha'olam, that I could exempt everybody from judgment, that even if they found short or come up wanting, that I can exempt them, it's self-understood that if he can, he will, because nothing in the world is created irrelevantly. In other words, bizchusi, it means that lahavi min hakoyach alapoel, that this should be actualized from a latent to potential level, shepoitram bepoel, that the B'Shimon bar Yochai uses his chus, and he savely says, I will carry aveneseim upoitram min adin, I will exempt them from judgment. So we have this notion sometimes of a single person who, in his or her merit, a city could be protected, a province could be protected. There are various examples like this throughout the literature of Tanakh, throughout the Bible. We have stories of people who were extraordinary individuals, and because of their righteousness, because of their tzidkus, they were able to exempt their generation, whether it was a whole generation, or people living in a certain area, or people were connected to them, and so on and so forth. B'Shimon bar Yochai makes this statement. And if he makes this statement, then the tzaddikim live on forever. And if a tzaddik says he could exempt everybody, so if he could exempt everybody, who's everybody? Everybody includes everybody sitting around this table. Everybody includes everybody watching on Facebook. Everybody includes everybody. That's what he said. He said everybody. So mikivan shel Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai mekasher es atzmei im kol echad v'echad mibnei hador, because Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai connects himself universally, almost across the boards, all those who are part of a generation. Kedei lefaitran, harei bezeg gufa mudgeshes. This emphasizes shaychusim shakol bnei hador im Rashbi. Then there must be a connection. If there wasn't a connection, then there couldn't be the use of these merits. And so, the Rebbe has demonstrated, or basically logically proven to us, that we have to be connected to the B'Shimon bar Yochai. If we could benefit from the B'Shimon bar Yochai's repository of holiness, if we could be able to use or spend the spiritual bank account that B'Shimon bar Yochai generated through his Avedas Hashem, if we could spend it, if we could use it, if it could help us, we must be Shayachim Elov, that we must be connected. So then, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is one of those tzaddikim that ultimately maintains a connection with every single yid. And if he maintains a connection with every single yid, so tzrichim kulam l'smeich b'simchasei, that makes the day of Lag BaOmer a day of universal importance. It makes the joy of Lag BaOmer relevant in a global sense. So that's volley one. Now the Rebbe suggested we could take this further. Yesh l'hasif b'zeh. We could add neisif ala amur. In addition to what was stated, shekol bnei hador tzrichim l'smoyach b'simchasei shel Rashbi, that in addition to what we have already established, that all the members of any particular generation might well be connected and therefore have to rejoice in the simcha of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And the reason is b'pnei shaychusim elav, because they're connected to him. And that was his instruction. He said, do not mourn, do not grieve, do not be sad, rejoice on the day that I will be rejoicing. He said, the day my neshama is freed from its limitations, I will be rejoicing. So you should rejoice. He says, mikivon shirashbi, because Rashbi is mekasher atzmei imam, Rashbi connects himself to them. So in addition to the fact that he connected himself to us, and he made an instruction to those who are connected to him, so we're connected. Hadegam teichen v'inyin, the very content, the very idea and ideal, Shaboy boli de bitui hakesher, through which comes, or through which is expressed, the bond and connection with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, with everybody. So the thing that connects us is actually a source of joy. In other words, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is a great teacher of Torah, a teacher of Torah who continues to live on, a teacher of Torah who continues to influence the comings and goings of the world. Primarily, you could say, through the teachings of Kabbalah, but maybe then that's for those who study Kabbalah. So if you would say that those who study Kabbalah should rejoice on Lag BaOmer, because since they are students of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and since Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says, on my day of joy, I want those who are connected to me to be joyous, so therefore the students of Kabbalah, those who are being taught, if you will, vicariously by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, have to celebrate together with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Okay. But the Rebbe says it's not just that there's a connection through Torah being taught. First of all, the connection is universal. It's for everybody, whether you are studying Torah or whether you're not studying Torah, whether you know about the Zohar or you have no clue of what's written in the Zohar. It's because there's this, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai maintained this commitment to exempt a generation when it's wanting, when it falls short, by spending his righteousness, by utilizing the holiness that is his, that's organically his. So the Rebbe says, if you think about it, the very thing that connects us is in and of itself, mevi lidei simcha gdeila, is something that brings the joy. Why? Shekein, ein lucha simcha gdeila mizu, sheniftarim me'inyanim bilti ritzuyim. The greatest joy of all is when you rid yourself of things that get in the way of being joyous. Like this expression, for example, that says, ein simcha kahataras hasfekis. There's no joy like being rid of doubt. Doubt is something that brings people anxiety and worry. It's like a niggling thing. It drives you crazy. You don't know what to do. Should I? Shouldn't I? You have doubt. And then at a certain point, a person could attain clarity. Just, you know what you have to do. And when you know what you have to do, all of a sudden everything falls into place. There's a sense of joy. People are happy. Why? Because I was in doubt, and now I'm not there anymore. So something which can innately and organically confound me, like doubt, when it's lifted, I feel I'm not going to stay the joy. What if a person is worried about a particular set of circumstances? Be it health, be it livelihood, be it relationship, whatever. There's something that's bearing down. There's an issue. It's like a vexing issue, a bothering issue. It seems to obstruct and inhibit. It doesn't let you function. And then suddenly, one day it's lifted. It dissolves. The situation is gone. How do you feel? You feel happy. So the Rebbe says, din, when you have a situation of din leveled against you, when judgment is coming your way, nobody is happy. Nobody says, I can't wait to be judged. Nobody says, I can't wait to be held accountable for my shortcomings. So what if somebody comes along and says, it's waived, passed, forget about it, exempted. The din, the judgment that was coming your way, dissolved. Set aside, nothing to be concerned with anymore. So that would bring you to a state of joy, no question. And so Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, my schos, my merits, I spend them. What do I want to use them for? I want to use them to exempt you from any kind of judgment. You meaning all of us. Sometimes you get rid of a situation, but it isn't exactly pride-filled. And here we have the sechusay of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who is a millennial tzaddik, a tzaddik yisadelam. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that he uses his ability, his schosim, his merits, in order to free us. So that's got to bring us to a state of joy. Especially because he didn't whisper it into his sleeve. He didn't write it in some hidden document and put it in a vault. He publicly made the statement. He said, Yochalani lifter, I could exempt everybody. And that was broadcast. And it's something that becomes a chelik, a part of Tayrish Baal Peh. It's a Gemara in Masechah Sukkah. It's on page 45. It's always going to be part of Masechah Sukkah, which is the Torah is called Torah Schaim. It's a Torah of life. And because it's a Torah of life, it's Hayra B'chaim. It's instructional for life. And at the same time, in addition to the fact that Torah is relevant, that's the meaning of Torah Schaim. Life means relevant. If we're alive, life is relevant. So if the Torah is a Torah of life, meaning instructions for life, so that means the Torah has relevancy. Not only is the Torah relevant, but it's Torah's emes. It's a Torah of truth. Sometimes you have things that are relevant to us, but not exactly true. True means that which is always going to be so. Not true means something which is here today, gone tomorrow. Something that passes with the vicissitudes of time is never really true. For example, people say, this garment is a really beautiful garment. It's really, truly beautiful. Yeah, right. That's beautiful in this season when it's this style. But 5 years from now, it's out of season. It's out of style. It's not beautiful anymore. Was it ever really beautiful then? No, it was stuck within a frame of time. Now, it was beautiful now. It's not really beautiful. It's not really exquisite. It's not timeless. Then there are certain things which are timeless. They always fit. That's something which is truly beautiful because it's always beautiful, because it's always useful, because it's always meaningful. So the truth is something which is always applicable. So this is the Torah is relevant eternally. And in that eternal Torah that has eternal relevance, a part of that Torah is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's voice saying, I will take it upon myself. If a generation is in trouble, call upon me. I will daven for you. I will go before Hashem before you. I will take the judgment on myself. So that's a reason for joy. Now, conversely, the effects of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, lefeiter chulu, to exempt meisifa id yaser bekesher v'shaychas shel bnei adar in Ashbi. The very fact that he exempts us, it's not a small connection. It's a big deal. A small deal would mean he adds something. He adds a nuance or a detail. Shimon Bar Yochai says, I'm going to take care of judgment. I'm going to exempt you. When things are tough, I'll be there in the lurch. Pu'ulasesh or Ashbi, the effects of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the actions, if you will, of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, lefoytron, who bedarkoi, is in the manner of, in his way, not in your way, which means ba'ifen the mulmaila lamata al yadei teira. There are two ways that problems can dissipate, where the problems can no longer be an issue. One way is you slowly work through the problem. Another way is that there's something loftier that happens, and in a loftier state of things, whatever was once a problem simply no longer is. It dissolves. So there's this famous story where the Alter Rebbe comes to a place called Shklov. Shklov was a that time, one of the outstanding cities of the Lita, Lithuania, filled with Talmidei Chachamim and much opposition to Chassidus. And the Alter Rebbe comes, and he says, he goes to this Beis HaMedrash called the Beis HaMedrash Ge'oni Shklov, the geniuses, the Torah luminaries. You had to be a Torah genius to walk in there. If you weren't so profound and proficient in Torah, you wouldn't even sit down in this shul. You'd be laughed out of there. And the Alter Rebbe wants to speak to them. And he says to them, do you want to ask me questions? Answer your questions? How do you want to do this? And they said, you answer our questions. The Alter Rebbe said, good. Everybody think about whatever it is, a problem, an issue, a naughty issue in Teira. And the Alter Rebbe went on to the Bima, and he didn't say a word. And he began to sing a niggun. And as he sang a niggun, he elevated the entire audience. And as the audience was moved through the spiritual music, through the singing of the Alter Rebbe, all felt their questions fall away. Why? Because being elevated to a higher vantage point, to a greater sense of consciousness, in that higher vantage point, what is a problem no longer is. Because there's just greater clarity. Everybody's problems dissolved. Needless to say, that Beis Medrash produced many Hasidim afterwards. But the point is that sometimes you could have a reality, instead of dealing with the little issues, everything simply gets bumped up a level. And this is through Milmaila Lamata, from a higher place. Ubetayra Gufa, we speak about what kind of Torah, the merit, the primary schus of the Shurim Bar Yochai is Pnimiyas HaTorah, the esoteric track of Torah, Nishmasa Deraisa, the soul of Torah. And that comes together with Nigla, with the revealed area of Torah, because Reb Shimon was one of the Tanoim. He taught Halacha, he's talked about in the Mishnah, and at the same time, he is the author of the Zohar, who promulgated the mystical element of Torah. Umekivin Shekain, in light or in view of all this, Harizem Moisif, Umechazik, Ayeser, this further emphasizes and strengthens HaKesher, the Chol B'nei Hadar, the connection of all the generation with Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, because the Kesher, Sha'al Yedei Torah Soi, the connection we have through him, through his Torah, is a Torah which is really nifla, wondrous. So therefore, we should be happy. And because they're moving, from all this is understood, She'yoyim Zeh, that on this day of Lag Ba'omer, it should be a Davar Pashut, it should be self-understood, Shetzichim kulam liyes besimcha gdela, that we should all be in a state of joy. This is a happy day. And because this is a happy day, umikivan shesimcha poiretzes geder, because we have this notion, this from our sages, that joy breaks down all barriers. Kolin yishal simcha, any kind of simcha, that's the nature of joy. Joy breaks barriers. So if joy breaks barriers, alachas kama v'kama, how much more so a simcha gdela kazu, such a great joy, shebevadei peretzes kol amadreges v'ag. With the joy of Lag Ba'Omer, we will merit simchas olam al roisham, eternal joy with the coming of Mashiach, by the schus of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and all of the tzaddikim connected to Lag Ba'Omer, will be meira, will be amenu speedily, and in our days, amen.
Amen.